Recording in.
Okay.
That's a great picture, right?
Simon Ayin Ches, Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, B'Shabbos, to reading the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, V'yom Tov, V'chiyuvim, and the Chiyuvim. Right? It's interesting because then he just starts, he starts with he goes straight to Hysophos, right? So Kishem is Aleph. Kishem is Sifim B'Shabbos. Yichon Likris Kayin Oylevi Achron. When you're adding Aliyas on Shabbos, so then you're able to call up a Kayin Oylevi as the Achron. Kivan Shekvar Shlimu Zayin Gavri. Since you already called up seven, which is the first is Kayin, second is Oylevi, and then Yisrael. Begam Shehu Kishehu Achron Meikar Akruim, and the Achron is from the Ikar of the Aliyas. Chutz Min Amaftir, except from Maftir. You can call up a kohen levi from after, but filu kohen echad la'achron, the kohen echad la'mafter yichel likris, and even a kohen, one kohen for achron, and a kohen for mafter, that's also kivin shah kaddish mafter b'neim, since it's a kaddish. Meaning, normally we don't call up two kohanim in a row because it looks bad on the first kohen, because of the first kohen gets an aliyah, and then you give another kohen, sounds like ooh, it seems like oh, the first kohen was no good. But when there's a separation, that's fine. Same thing with when you have two brothers or father and a son. So many say when there's a kaddish in between, then it's okay. I don't know if it's exactly comparable, but fine. There you can call up count for all three, since each one's eating its own sefer Torah. But Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, which is also three Sifrei Torah. Av Bishem Mitzian Gam Kain Gimel Sifrei Torah. Even though we also call you take out three Sifrei Torah. If you write some licorice to Sefer Torah Rishon Ches Gavri, even if you want to call up in the Sefer Torah Rishon eight Gavri Ein Rishon Licorice Lakoyin Shiyashmini. There you cannot call the Koyin off of the eighth. Kivan Shadayin Ein Mashlim and Akriya B'Sefer Zes. Since you didn't finish using that Sefer Torah. But Mashlim, who was Sefer Sheni, the one that finishes the Aliyahs, is in the Sefer Sheni, Shekoyin by Parshas Veshchoydesh. Fazichon Lekroy say, then you could call him up. Right? Meaning, when you have 3 days Veshchoydesh, okay, I don't know if it's, okay, when you have three Sifrei Torah, when Veshchoydesh falls out on Chanukah, right? So the first six Aliyahs is the first Sefer Torah, but you didn't finish the seventh. So you have to go, that goes with the Rosh Chodesh. You can't call up a Kohen. Those are also the two other times when you have three Sefer Torah. Let's say if they called up a Kohen or a Levi for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh Aliyah. So you call somebody else, who yamten eitz alatev, and the kohen sits there, the yalla mafta la'achron, and he goes off for mafta achron, because if the kohen sits back down, then it really looks bad, right? So that's la'achron and yinakruim. You call him up for maftir or achron, which is after the base, or aliyahs are done. Kimo Shabbos according to shtei stories, and the Shabbos that you have double parsha, as we call it, yeshal chaver stories ima oila revi. You're supposed to connect the first parsha with the second parsha by the revi, which is what we do. Why? I'm not sure. Now it just goes through a bunch of times when the Baal Kaira changes his voice. Klolosh of a parshas b'chukai, sov a parshas kisov, ein mafsikim her name. You don't make a hefsik, meaning you don't break it up for the aliyahs. It's tzarech la'asla pasuk echad mikaidim, and you should make a pasuk before also, because you don't want to start off with negative. But you're also not allowed to start an aliyah within three psukim of a parsha, meaning of a pay or a samach. So therefore you have to start three psukim before. And at the end, you need at least one pasuk. You should make sure you shouldn't finish from the three psukim from the beginning of the parsha. The parsha's kisisa karen ema levi kol parsha's ha'egel. So levi, the reason why parsha's kisisa, half the parsha, if not more, is the first two aliyahs, is because the Levi, you want him to get the whole, you read the for the Levi, because the Levium didn't do the Egel, so they get the whole parsha. Adam Asharsa Yeshua. But Tom Kibine Levi, Lahayavasiyas Egel, they weren't by the Asiyas Egel. And I can licorice bakal namach, and the minig is to read with a low voice. Min beit, beitin al Moshe kahalose ad vayachal Moshe. So I don't know. As far as I know, we don't do this. That the Balkara reads low. The Klolos, yes. But I don't know about anything else. He goes back to the low voice. He also reads in a low voice. As a pasuk, as a charti, as pisi Yaakov, karem b'kol ram. V'achakach, a pasuk v'aretz teyazev, nomach, that's low. V'afgam zois, b'kol ram, that we do. Ad asoif, until the end. V'parshas kisavai, liyiras Hashem hanichpad. That's also, v'parshas kisavai talks about the punishments. So, ad soif, a pasuk b'kol ram, v'achakach nomach, ad v'ein koina. That's when Klaiso was complaining. And the reason why we do that is to show that they had charata over the averus that they did. You need to at least have the voice heard by the tzibur. Meaning the balkar, when you say lo, the people still have to hear the Balkaira. Fine. Mem beis masoi shibparshas eila masei. The 42 travels. Ein lahafsik behem. Don't stop. Shu neged shame mem beis. That's the Hashem's name that has 42 names to it. Hey, ben gavra legavra tzirchem legalai says sefer Torah. Ben gavra legavra, you need to roll the sefer Torah, meaning do not leave the sefer Torah open in between aliyahs. But you don't need to cover it with the, you know, with the cover of the Sefer Torah. But before Maftir, Shoyim Kaddish v'yesh man aruch, that you say Kaddish and there's a long time, the long break, then Tzarach l'chasayis b'meil shela, then you should cover it with its cover. V'chein b'chol makom sheyesh man aruch, if you have any long breaks, you have to cover the Sefer Torah. V'nira du'a din, Kishamarichin b'meishaberach, also you have to cover. Imto b'Shabbos, if you make a mistake on Shabbos, v'koru mashishi ad gemara sedra, and you finish with the sixth aliyah, finished up the parsha, lo yemer kaddish, and don't say kaddish. El meaning even though normally you say kaddish at the end of the parsha, but here you don't because you only had six aliyahs. El yikru miyad es amaftir v'yashem gam l'minyan shiva kruim. You just do maftir. And that'll be from the seven. And after you do the Avtaira with the brachas, then say Kaddish. Yomtiv, if you make the mistake, the fourth aliyah until the end, lo yomer Kaddish. Because on Yomtiv you get five aliyahs. So if you finish the parsha with four, don't say Kaddish. Then you read the maftir, sevatar shniva achri avtar vabrachas yomer kaddish. Then you say kaddish. Zayin kishatzvin loyti shloisha sifrei Torah. If you want to take out three sifrei Torah, ve'en lam elashnaim, you only have two. Lo yigalu as hasheni likros by mashatzvin likros b'shlishi. You don't roll the second Torah to what you need to in the third. Ela yikru as a rishon likros by. You should take the first sefer Torah to go to read the third part. Right? Meaning, you use the first Sefer Torah, then do Hagba and Galila, then the second Sefer Torah, Hagba and Galila, and then go back to the first. Right?
Even if it's close by?
I don't know. I'm not
sure. You had the Shaila, one of the Parshas.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not right sure. There. Right? Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you would do in that case. Okay, this is for Gaboyim, this part of the Simon. And tomorrow's too. But okay. Fine. We will stop over there.
All right, have a good night.
Have a fine night.